family of grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is on Nehemiah Chapter 10, and as you listen to the prayer, Almighty Lamb, God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for all those things that you have done for us, Father, all the times that we've offended you in our thoughts, in our actions, in what you have done and what you have failed to do. May your Son and your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, may you come and be with us, and may you continue protecting us and showing us the righteous. We will pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to our Wonder Chapter for today. Those who sealed it were Nehemiah the governor, the son of Hakaliah, Zedekiah, Seraria, Zachariah, Ariah, Jeremiah, Pashu, Amaria, Malkijo, Matush, Shebania, Maluk, Harim, Mermoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginenoth, Barush, Meshulam, Abijah, Mijamin, Meziah, Bilgai, and Shemamiah. These were the priests. The Levites, Joshua son of Azaniah, Binui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their associates, Shebania, Hododia, Kelitia, Pelaria, Hanan, Mika, Rehob, Mashabia, Zakur, Serabia, Shebania, Hudia, Bani, and Beninu. The leaders of the people, Parush, Pahath Moab, Eliam, Zatu, Bani, Buni, Asgad, Bebia, Adonijah, Bigvia, Ardin, Atta, Hezekiah, Azur, Hodia, Hashem, Bezia, Harif, Anath, Nebia, Magpiash, Meshulam, Hezia, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelatia, Hanania, Hashab, Halothi, Pilha, Shokbeg, Rehem, Habasni, Masia, Ahia, Hana, Anan, Manluk, Harim, and Bana. The rest of the people, priests, Levites, gatekeepers, musicians, temple servants, and all who separated themselves from the neighboring peoples of the Lord for the sake of the law, together with their wives and all their sons and daughters who were able to understand, all these now joined their fellow Israelites, the nobles, and bind themselves to the curse and an oath to follow the law of God given through Moses and the servant of God, and to bear carefully the commands, regulations, and decrees of the Lord our God. We promise not to give our daughters in marriage to the peoples around us, or take their daughters for our sons. When the neighboring peoples bring merchandise or grain to sell on Sabbath, we will not buy them from them on the Sabbath or any holiday. Every seventh year, we will forego working the land and will cancel all debts. We assume the responsibility for carrying out the commands to give a third of a shekel each year for the service of the house of our Lord, for the bread set out on the table, for the regular grain offerings and burnt offerings, for the offerings on the Sabbath, at the new moon feast, and at appointed festivals, for the holy offerings, for the sin offerings, to make atonement for Israel, and for all duties of the house of our God. We, the priests, the Levites, and the people, have cast lots to determine when each of our families is to bring to the house of our Lord at set times each year a contribution of food to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law. We also assume responsibility for bringing to the house of the Lord each year the first fruits of our crops and of every fruit tree. As it is also written in the law, we will bring the firstborn of our sons and our cattle, of our herds and of our flocks to the house of the Lord, to the priests ministering them. Moreover, we will bring to the storerooms of the house of our Lord, to the priests, the first of our grand meal, of our grain offerings, of the fruit of all our trees, and of our new wine and olive oil. And we will bring a tithe of our food crops to the Levites, for it is the Levites who collect the tithe, and in the towns where they work. A priest descendant from Aaron is to accompany the Levites where they receive the tithe, and the Levites are to bring a tenth of the tithe up to the house of the Lord as storeroom to the treasures. The people of Israel, including the Levites, are to bring contributions of grain, new wine, and olive oil to storerooms where the articles of the sanctuary and ministering priests, the gatekeepers, and the musicians are also kept. We will not neglect the house of the Lord. And that is our wonder chapter for today. When I was reading this wonder chapter, one thing really struck me, and I was like, no, let's share from today's wonder chapter. And that comes from the last verse that we had, 39. The people of Israel, including the Levites, are to bring contributions of grain, new wine, and olive oil to the storerooms, where the articles of the sanctuary and for ministering priests, the gatekeepers, and the musicians are also kept. We will not neglect the house of our God. Amen. We will not neglect the house of our God. Generally, this one, the chapter today, was mainly talking about tithe. Amen. Mainly talking about how the Israelites sat down and agreed and formed a covenant with the Lord on how they were going to be tithing and how they are going to be doing it. Let me just talk briefly about tithe before I come to 39. We ought to give our tithings, even nowadays, especially to the ministers, to the various churches that you go to. This helps us to spread the word of the God. This helps us to live. This helps for the smooth running of your church. That's why it's always advisable that we have to pick something. Amen. Pick something and give to the house of the Lord. And today the Bible was telling us that they're not just, the Israelites weren't just picking anything, you know. Nowadays people want to give their balances. It's like we have made our Lord a load of balance, you know. People want the excess to give, but we see the Israelites were giving the best. Amen. The best. For us, we want to go to shop to do our nails, and then what we, the coins we remain with, we take to the Lord. Maybe you have planted bananas and they're about to get spoiled and you're failed to sell them. You take to the house of the Lord. You know, picking your choice offering to the Lord may not necessarily mean giving the most perfect. Amen. For example, if you're very poor and you decide to give to the Lord, you decide, maybe you'll be like, I'm poor, but this money I would have used it for drinking. Let me give it to the Lord. That's a choice offering. It does not necessarily mean it has to be a perfect. No, the Lord receives anything that we bring to his table. So I want to urge you, us as Christians, that we ought to indulge in giving, most especially in giving to the house of the Lord and his ministers. Back to what I wanted us to talk about today, neglecting the house of the Lord. Amen. Today we see the Israelites vowing to not neglect the temple of the house of the Lord. And it just made me think, how many times have we as Christians neglected the house of the Lord? How many times? How many times? And we forget that the house of the Lord is called a temple. And the Bible tells us that we are temples of the Lord. Amen. If we were to have X-ray vision and, can I say, you know, check people's temples, we shall find that there are so many different forms. Amen. Some of us, our temples are grass thatched. Some of us have our temples have glass. Some of us have our temples have temple, I mean have gold. Some of us don't even have the foundation to our temples. Some of us built our temples halfway. Amen. We are temples of the Lord. Our spiritual relationship is what builds the temple in us. Amen. And the moment we are baptized, the moment we enter the church of the Lord puts their temple. The Lord puts their his seed of a temple. It's either us to nurture it or it's either us to watch it die. Amen. And so many times we as Christians, we have watched our temples die and we have left them to die. Every time we be disobedient, every time we do not respect the law, every time we do not obey, every time we hold grudges, every time we fail to forgive, every time we fail to pray, every time we do not give enough time to our Bibles, we are removing brick by brick by brick. At the end of the day, you will find you have nothing. You'll find your temple has closed for business. You'll find there's just emptiness in your heart. And that's when the devil will come and fill it in. And that's when he's going to put guilt. And that's the funny thing is, the devil will try to do all its ways, all its works to make sure that, you know, you are removing from your temple. But the moment that you have removed and destroyed your temple, it's the same devil going to give you guilt, sleepless nights. And you may not even end up losing your faith if you're not strong. There are so many ways that we can build our temples. There are so many ways that you can elevate our temples by reading our Bibles, by listening, by obeying, by putting in practice what we have read, by being kind to others, by asking for forgiveness from the Lord, by repenting, by being remorseful for our sins, by forgiving others. You know, by using our talents, there are so many ways that we can rebuild our temples so that we do not neglect the Lord. And that's a message that I had for you today. What is the state of your temple? Get some time, read Nehemiah chapter 10. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailychristwithanandyahu.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter. We love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, one, thank you for this wonderful day. One, thank you for the gift of life. One, thank you for the gift of provision. One, thank you for always being there for us, Father. What we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do, Father, may you please forgive us, Father, for all the times that we have neglected you, Father, for all the times that we have neglected your works, and all the times that we have abandoned our temples, Father, may you please forgive us, and may you continue protecting us and guiding us in everything that we do. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.